The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends. A couple of days before the 4th of July. This is Tuesday, July 2nd. There's a big patriotic concert coming up tomorrow night, which we'll tell you about in just a minute. We got Kirk Trevor, Missouri Symphony Society. But let's start, first of all, with Margaret Dollerton, Missouri Cures. Good to have you here, Margaret.
Thank you, Paul. Good to be here.
And you look wonderful. You've lost weight.
Bless your heart.
Even though you didn't need to lose weight, but you look great. But Margaret came in here today, and she was very excited. She said, I want you to ask me about Alzheimer's.
Well, if anyone, you know, your regular listeners, in my mind, I remember you consistently asking me a question about this condition or that, and Alzheimer's just kind of stuck in my mind. So I brought the newest, greatest information regarding Alzheimer's research. Actually brought the article because I didn't want to get anything wrong.
Okay.
So now is the time I can share it with you.
Yes.
This is out of Penn State, so not Missouri, but fortunately because of the internet, scientists get to share their information. Once they're published, then another scientist can build on that research
from the World
Wide
Web.
Better. Right.
So what is happening with Alzheimer's disease?
The scientists have now been able to use adult stem cells and reprogram them, actually from skin stem cells, and reprogram them to become, which is quite a process. But that's why it's such a breakthrough, because it is quite a process. And this is the first time that it's been able to be done. And the mature brain cells that were derived from the skin cells are functioning properly at a long rate of time.
So this is a major breakthrough for Alzheimer's disease.
I would think so. Yes.
So what you're saying is they're taking the stem cells, adult stem cells from the skin.
Yes. And reprogramming those cells.
And then are they injecting those cells?
Well,
back?
The goal would be
to inject those cells.
Right.
Back.
They haven't done that on humans yet. But they first had to perfect the ability to reprogram the skin cells to become brain cells.
Where can people, because Alzheimer's disease touches everybody.
Yeah.
It touches everybody. I think it's fair to say that anybody listening to us or watching us on the internet knows someone who has dealt with or is dealing with Alzheimer's disease.
I would agree.
So it does touch each and every one of us. Where can they go on the web to find out more about this?
They can always learn about the latest breakthroughs at our website, MissouriCures.org. Missouri is all spelled out, all one word. And we also have a Facebook, Missouri Cures on Facebook.
Okay.
And that really is populated quite frequently.
Okay. So go to
MissouriCures.org,
and you should be able to find this information about Alzheimer's research.
Among others.
Okay. All right. So there's a whole list. Margaret
Dollerton,
thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
Missouri
Cures.
It's our pleasure. All right?
Thank
you for the good information today. Now we turn to Kirk Trevor. Maestro Kirk Trevor.
Hi,
good
Paul.
To have you here.
Thank you so
well,
much.
Well, you're in the midst of a lot going on right now. Tomorrow night's a big night.
Tomorrow night's a big night. Probably the most popular concert that we have of the 24 during the course of Hot Summer Nights for 30 years.
I still find it so hard to believe that in a very short period of time, you do 24 concerts in this community.
Yeah, we try to, you know, pack it in. The nature of our orchestra, because it comes from all over the world and lives here only for the summer, 6 weeks, is that we don't have a year-round orchestra.
So you do 24 concerts in 6 weeks?
Yeah. That's for a week. But, you know, we have great musicians. So
yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
We have a great community that supports us very strongly, and we try to make the concert very varied. It's not just about classical music. I mean, we do popular music concerts. We've had Elton John. We've got Michael Jackson coming up. A tribute show to Michael Jackson is our last concert, but we've got some classical programs. We have great family concerts. We have chamber music. So something for everybody. You know, we're not just a stuffy old symphony orchestra.
You're not stuffy to start with. But tomorrow night is really
is our tribute to
that's
America.
That's the crown jewel tomorrow night, isn't it?
The crown jewel, isn't it? Because, we have that opportunity to celebrate America in music. And of course, you know, we have so much wonderful music that's been written, not only patriotic, but anthems, you know, whether it's America the Beautiful or the Battle Hymn of the Republic or God Bless America, you know, we can embrace those kind of stirring patriotic tunes. But at the same time, we should recognize, you know, that America is the leading country for the competition of film music, for the competition of video game music. So we're going to try and kind of give...
Oh, you're going to put film music in there, too?
We're going to try and put a little film music in
there,
Broadway. You know
what it is? You know what it is, yeah?
Well, I should, shouldn't I? Because I'm conducting it. I think we're going to do a little Henry Mancini,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to do some Marvin Hamlisch.
Anything from Music Man?
You know, it's funny you should say Music Man. I'm not going to do Music Man this year because I did it a few years ago, but I so wanted to do 76 Trombones
yeah.
again. We're going to do My Fair Lady.
Okay. All right.
We've got Sing Sing Sing. We're going to do a tribute to Big Band. So,
Sing Sing Sing?
I know what you're talking about. Maybe a little Led Zeppelin in there, too.
So tomorrow night, it'll be a fantastic show. And, you know, the thing is, how fortunate we are to have that wonderful symphony orchestra in that beautiful Missouri Theater.
In the theater, yeah. What a jam that is for us to play in. I mean, the orchestra comes here, and they just love the fact that we have a summer festival where we don't play outdoors all the time, you know, and we can play in such a beautiful location like the Missouri Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, families that come. We have our family concert next Wednesday. That's on July the 10th.
So you're doing the instead of Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, right. We moved it.
The family concerts on Wednesday night.
And the first one and the second one we've had have been very successful. So we think this Wednesday night idea, you know, it means that you can dress up a little and 6:30 on Wednesday night. So it means that the family can come either and eat before or eat right after and still be home at a reasonable hour.
And when he says dress up, you don't have to go in a black tie.
But little girls can put dresses on, and guys can, you know, you don't have to come in. You can come in jeans if you want, and you can come in shorts if you want. But if you want to make an evening of it, it's an opportunity.
And it's the same thing for the concert tomorrow night.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, there's no tails and tie expected.
How do they get? We're out of time, Kirk.
Okay.
How do they get tickets?
MoSymphonySociety.org.
Uh-huh.
That's our website, or 875-0600.
That's the Missouri Theater. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming by. Break a leg tomorrow night with the Patriotic Pop at the Missouri Theater.
We'll try.
Tomorrow, dance arts, and we're going to talk about trees in our community, some of the damage that occurred last summer. Bye-bye.